or good afternoon to you, depending on where you are around the world. I am Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. I am the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show, and this is the talk show where I share with you my wisdom and intuitive sight that I receive through my guides and angels. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine inheritance. I am here for you during these accelerated times of change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary leap that is literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me. This is a call-in show, and you could ask any question that I ask that you want to, but I do ask that you stick to one question and one thing that's in the top of your mind. The phone number is 1-800-930-2819, and again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And usually we do a little tip of the day, tip of the week before we go to the phone lines. And what we're concentrating on this today was soulmate relationships. What I noticed, a lot of people were talking about a reunion, or what I've noticed over the since the last 2 years, since 207 actually, that the council call, the year 207, was the year of the divine partnership. And what they wanted to, when I told people that, the first thing I saw in their energy field is that they would jump up and instantly look outside of themselves, thinking, hearing divine partnership, divine relationship, and they instantly went to outside of themselves. And so that's the number one key, where we don't want to go looking outside of ourselves. This is where 207 was all invitation for us to clear out any patterns that where we look outside of ourselves, where for relationship. That means that we've been taught for eons that the old saying of "you complete me," that we are two halves make a whole. All of that means that we are incomplete, that we don't come in whole, and that is not our truth. Our truth is that we are whole, that we come complete. And so what we're doing is learning the new language of soulmate relationship, and that comes in that where you complement me is much more of the language of the soulmate relationship, where we come as two whole people reflecting to each other that wholeness, which brings in more holiness and wholeness, and because we reflect that whole part of that whole part of us to each other. It's like a mirror reflecting a whole full circle to each other, which makes us feel more whole, more complete. So the "you complement me" relationship is what we intuitively, subconsciously know is out there. And what I've noticed in 208 is the year the council call, the year being the master with infinite possibilities. And especially to April of 208, I saw, think of it as like a love wash happening all around the earth. And so just think of it as rain covering the whole earth, waking us up, activating our DNA, waking us up to divine complement relationships. So a lot of times, what I noticed that people were, again, waking up, their heart is waking up, feeling that urging and even urgency of looking for divine partner. And what, again, it's the first invitation was that I noticed that a lot of people were reconnecting with people that they had to have completion with, unfinished business, either in this incarnation or others. So we had a slew of people. I had this with myself, where people out of the blue that I haven't seen in 20 or even 30 years since I was 12 years old came back into my life for us to not have this grand reunion where we got back together happily ever after. It was actually a preparation for us to have completion, that there was some sort of residual incomplete business within those relationships for us to bring that wholeness. In shamanism, they call it soul retrieval, to bring that part of ourselves, part of our soul back into our heart. So then we are ready for the relationship of the soulmate relationship. But the key thing to remember, starting on any kind of relationship, that the first place we all have to look is inside of our heart for anything, for a job, for a relationship, for anything that we are trying to create. The first place that we have to look for is within ourselves, because think of simply as the universe as a short order cook, and it orders everything that comes out of our heart's desire. So we dropping down into our heart space, getting really crystal clear about what our heart's desires are, including relationship, job, career, money, abundance, all of that is right encoded in our hearts. So the more we clear our energy fields, the more we tap into our heart's desires, the more we stay centered during this time of where it can look really rocky out there, but also what I like to remind people as the media is really bombarding us with this rebirthing process and with fear and really having, think of a tight hand around our lower chakras. What is not getting a lot of media attention is what I'm witnessing every single day in my private sessions, where people are transmuting cancer for stage 4 cancer. They're getting rid of. I'm having clients that could not get pregnant for 15 years get pregnant. I'm witnessing rheumatoid arthritis going back, where bones are starting to shift around. And I'm not the only one that's witnessing this, but this is not media catching yet, because there's too much fear is a good seller. So what the biggest thing as far as us right now, going back to soulmate relationship, is to have a unified field within ourselves, to be the partner within yourself, going down into your heart signature. Really become the partner within yourself. Get to see what your divine male aspect looks like and your divine female aspect looks like. That gives you a whole heart signature. Think of it as tunes into your unique, perfect pitch. We all come in here with a perfect pitch. We're all part of Creator. We all have a note that's uniquely ours. The more we tune into our pitch, we're into our note, and the more we radiate that out to the universal field, the more there's of the like attract like, the pulling in of that situation, the job, the partnership, all of it. Because when it comes down to it, all our partnerships are sacred relationships, because that's we're all a piece of each other. Even those that drive us crazy are sacred union relationships, because they can have us be an invitation for us to hold our core, hold our own, and really see what is this person here to remind me of. How can I return to love when somebody is showing me not to love? And so that, again, exercises our heart to return to the inside of us, to really activate our heart signatures, because this is a whole big wash, a whole big return to love, really changing our foundation, our foundational energies. But this is when we're changing it. Change is good. When we're taught for eons, even subconsciously, that change is scary. Taking responsibility and now is what we have to do. Be co-creators, and really there's no more time to sit on the couch. That time has ended, and let somebody else do it. You are responsible for your own energy. And so this is not a fear. Think of this as a call from the highest call from the angels, like you see on the cards of the Christmas cards, where you see the angels holding up their horns up in the air. Think of that. The guides, the angels, our family members are calling us, and that horn activates our heart energy. The heart energy gets us into divine partnership. That divine partnership goes within. As we do that, that allows us to stretch out our energy field, stretch out our perfect pitch, stretch out our heart signature, and then you think of like attracts like, and then we're supporting. That will become more of our reality, and that the more we do that, the happier we all are. So that's where this whole year, especially through October, through the rest of October into actually the rest of the year, really tapping into, dropping into daily and throughout the day, get into your heart space. And so many people, when I say that to them, they don't even know what the heart space looks like. They think of the heart as what they learned in seventh grade science. And I'm asking you to really go down and deep down, sit in your heart space, see what it feels like. A lot of times when people do that, they feel it to be empty, like they're saying hello, and nobody's in there. This is where we're as we put our energy, direct our energy into our heart space, you get to know yourself from the inside out. That's where all the answers are. We reflect that what our heart is feeling out to the universal field, and then that's when we start how we start co-creating. So if we don't go down that heart space, what we could reflect out is fear. We could reflect out lack and scarcity, or we could go drop down there and start clearing out over residual fears, and we could reflect out abundance, and we could reflect out unity. We could reflect out divine partnership. It's really up to us, because this goes back to it's written in our DNA. That at this time, starting in 206, it's number 208, that we are called to take the responsibility, and that responsibility means us, we're us dropping into our heart energy, us defining who we are, us remembering and reawakening that we're all a piece of source, piece of creator, whatever that means to you, and all people's everyone's right in what that decision is to them. Everyone has their own unique fingerprint here. And so as we do that, we'll feel more empowered instead of disempowered. So that's the tip of the week. Get down to know your heart. And to contact me for private sessions. And we have a lot of great free teleclasses coming up and teleclasses that are minimal cost. So get on our newsletter. And you could do that by contacting us at carrieoconnor.com or union1111@yahoo.com to see what's happening. Because we have a lot of stuff coming up for you for the rest of the year. Almost every other week we have a free teleclass or a teleclass or, again, tips of the week to be able to help you ride out this storm. And, again, this is us for a rebuilding time that we've lined up, believe it or not, to come down here during this time to experience exactly what we're experiencing now. So the more we understand that, the more we can feel like we're in balance when the world wants to show us that we're off balance, and that's where it's we want to show that we are absolutely the captain of our ship, the drivers of our own boat, and that's what we're doing now. So getting down to the heart energy is really helps. It's the best medicine you could ever have. It stabilizes your energy field. It makes you feel that peace and that love, and it brings you back to source, that wholeness. So when we come back, we will be going back to the phone line, and we'll be taking our first break of the day, and you'll listen to the Carrie O'Connor Show. Guess them.
Is Egypt calling you? Join Dr. Friedemann Schaub, Danielle Rama Hoffman, and world-renowned harpist Peter Sterling for a sacred sound journey to Egypt, February 2009. Picture yourself meditating to magical harp music inside the Great Pyramid, luxuriating on a Nile cruise, and exploring sacred temples in private visits for travel that expands your consciousness and opens your heart. Call 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com.
Do you have questions about romance, work, or health? Get the answers you need at the Seattle Body, Mind, and Spirit Expo, October 11th and 12th at the Seattle Center Fisher Pavilion, Saturday 10 to 7 and Sunday 11 to 6. For only $12, you can enjoy 2 days filled with over 80 holistic exhibitors and 60 free lectures ranging from natural health, personal growth, and metaphysical topics. Visit BMSE.net for a $2 off coupon or call 541-482-3722 for information. Shop beautiful crystals, purchase quality nutritional supplements, have your future revealed, and much more. From ancient healing traditions to the latest in the holistic world, this Seattle Body, Mind, and Spirit Expo will educate and entertain. Dr. Pat will have an all-new lecture at 3 p.m. on Saturday. Come enjoy the Seattle Body, Mind, and Spirit Expo, October 11th and 12th. Visit BMSE.net.
Polaris Business Guides is ready to hand you the keys to a successful future. When you master the 8 keys to a prosperous business, you'll accomplish more while doing less. You'll overcome success roadblocks, create powerful partnerships, build wealth, succeed in spite of economic challenges, and more. The next teleclass begins October 9th, and there's no risk because Madeline Gerwick offers a money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Sign up today and learn the 8 keys to easily build and sustain the ultimately prosperous business. Call 877-524-8300 for complete details and to register, or visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com for the keys to your prosperity. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com or call 877-524-8300. Your prosperity awaits you.
This is Dr. Pat with important news for anyone concerned about older-looking skin. Revitalize the water within, and even old, dried-out skin can look young again. Water gives skin its elasticity, and now, thanks to Ageless Secret, a water-energizing skin spray, you can change the water within. I proved its energetic claim by doing a test with a glass of water, and it amazingly changed the water through the glass. When I sprayed the Ageless Secret on my skin, its powerful water-energizing effect dramatically improved my skin elasticity by 50%. This is the most incredible skincare product I've ever seen. And there's more. The muscles on your face give your face its shape. The Ageless Secret gently tightens those muscles and reconditions them so you get better results with every bottle or your money back. You've got to see this for yourself. Call 888-424-4247 or visit AgelessSecret.com.
Remember, you're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I am Carrie O'Connor. And our number here is 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
Certainly will. We're going to start things off this morning or this afternoon, depending on where you're listening. It's Shelley. She's calling in from Kirkland, Washington. She's got a career, maybe wants to make a little change. Let's see what she has. Shelley.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, how are you, Shelley?
Oh, I'm fine, Carrie. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. How can I help you today?
Well, I wanted to, I just feel a lot of change happening around my, just in my work, and I really would like to make a career change into something that's more fulfilling and satisfying.
Right.
I wondered if there was something coming.
Okay. All right. What, your paternal grandfather's crossed over, correct?
Uh-huh.
And did you not meet him, or was he far away?
I never met him.
Okay, all right. When they do the a distance sign to me and they do a a handshake, nice to meet you, that means to me that they're distant, that they could have died when you're young, or that you didn't meet him. But he in particular is saying, just do it, just do it. And especially because what he shows me, when I see with somebody symbolically with their hands tied around their hands in handcuffs in front of them, and that their legs are crossed, that means to me that he didn't take risks in this lifetime. He I called it time to make the donut posture. So he got into hearing, would hear things from his soul calling of do change your jobs, shift, do something different, go listen to your heart, and that there's a part that he didn't do it. He talked himself out of it. So he in particular is coming in, especially when he does his life review and he sees what his life would have been like if he listened to his clear knowing, listened to his intuition. So he's saying, as far as just doing it, just going for it. And one key thing to remember, and this is for everybody, when we follow our passion, and this doesn't mean to say, oh, I want to do this, and then sit on the couch and not do anything about it. Deliberate co-creation. A lot of people know the secret, the law of attraction, but there's six other laws with that, and that is the art of deliberate co-creation, meaning really defining what we want to go for, really going out there and putting our energy into it, and that's where spirit meets us halfway. And so what the grandfather is saying is you're releasing any residual energies on the right side of the energy, so that has to do with dad's side lineage, the male side, but also your male energy, Shelley, that feels like it could be diving off the cliff, and do I trust that I have wings that I'm going to fly, right? And so this is about trusting, but also understanding that it's not a cliff that you're jumping off of, that you are ready to pull yourself up by your bootstraps, you're ready to put the energy into it. And so the more we put the energy into it, the more we follow our passion, the more doors open beyond our wildest dreams. You're breaking generational patterns on both sides of the family, but dads in particular, where people got into, again, I call the time to make the donut job, so not following their passion, just doing what, playing it safe. And this is about, there's a side of you that the grandfather's saying too is practical, because when I see a safety net under somebody, that means that you're you're not one to go sell off everything and go to India. You know what I mean? So there's a practical side to you, Shelley. So they're encouraging you, as I'm confirming for you, actually, to go for it, to not get into the mental mind, to start taking the steps to go after your passion. The timing is perfect. When I see somebody doing the pulse on the earth, that means it's timing not only for you, but for the earth's energy too. And so that's a go. And so start putting your energy out into it. And whenever you feel like you're am I jumping off a cliff, go into that heart energy, drop right down into your heart and feel your desire in your heart, because that's the energy that you're reflecting out to the universal field. And so when we follow our passion, doors open beyond our wildest dreams. I can tell you story after story after story of people that have taken that so-called risk, but it's not a risk. When we follow our passion, it electromagnetically brings in the vibration of our passion. So go for it.
That's great. Thanks so much, Carrie.
Okay?
That's awesome. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Keep up the good work.
Yeah, thanks very much, Shelley, for calling in. She was calling in from Kirkland, Washington. Now let's actually go to the other side of these United States. We have Umla calling in from Canton, Connecticut. She has a relationship question for you, Carrie. She actually just broke up with her boyfriend, so let's see how she's doing.
Hi. How are you?
What's
good,
your name?
Good. I'm sorry,
I didn't get your first name.
It's you're thinking of something and then la. Umla.
Umla. Okay.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Umla, how can I help you?
I was just wondering, I feel a huge shift. I feel like I closed a really big door, and it was familiar to me, and it was a good decision.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering where I'm headed now, kind of, sort of.
Okay.
Relationship-wise.
Think of this as that not only did you, I was just talking about the divine twin flame relationship, so think of the that was a really karmic relationship. So there's reason, season, lifetime for people, and some people for a reason, some people for a season, some people for a lifetime. And so
absolutely,
this is where you're, so part of this is where you could have stayed into the comfortable, what I call the time to make the donut posture, right? But there's a part where this is, think of that relationship will be coming to you. You're defining what relationship, as far as you heard the higher calling, as far as the twin flame relationship. But this time right now, especially over the next 2 days, 2 weeks into December, you defining what you want for yourself. It's like, and sometimes when I say it to people, they think, oh God, 2 months or 2 weeks. It's like, it's this, we're rebirthing ourselves for the relationship of our lifetime, in that we want to marry the symbolically marry our right and left side of our body. And so 2 months is no time at all to do that. So considering the results of it are miraculous. And so think of, that you're closing the door, you're letting your energy field literally rewire itself, bringing it up to what I call the fifth elevator. So that's that fifth dimensional energy that brings in the person of fifth dimensional energy. So this is where, and also I keep on hearing that song, Dancing by Myself. What is it, Billy Idol? The Billy Idol song? And so, so dance, sing, it really, it's but the Dancing by Myself, you're not by yourself at all. You know what I mean? That's the illusion part. So it's really getting into hopping around, dancing, moving, doing infinity eights. I see you even doing belly dancing and really getting down to the lower chakras and really clearing those out and really feeling free, free, free. I'm seeing your whole heart chakra having huge angel wings behind it that turn into eagle wings. So pay attention to seeing hawks, seeing literally eagles. That's confirmation for you as far as freedom with the heart, taking in the energy down to into your physical body in particular, down into the heart energy, because I see, like, right where the bra strap is I see a releasing of that energetically that was in the emotional body too. So this goes way back. It's in the, again, past. So think of that relationship is such a blessing, because it really brought up any kind of residual stuff. So that's a perfect thing. Reason, season, lifetime. So this is a part of you dancing with yourself that goes in. And then I'm seeing it's like relationship comes in when you least expect it, and you're having so much fun within yourself. It's like being it's spinning yourself, expanding yourself, that there's a part that when you step into the next relationship, it is just so, you're getting in tuning into your perfect pitch. And when we hear that perfect pitch, it is, we feel so complete that, and full. It's like, it's not an uncomfortable fullness after Thanksgiving. It's a fullness that's a soul fullness, and it's so different.
Yeah.
The fullness after Thanksgiving is a false sense of fullness all stuff, because I don't feel like there'll be more or all stuff because I'm that's what I'm supposed to do right now versus full from the inside out. So taking that energy, especially over the next 2 days, 2 weeks, expect to see a lot of 2-2-2s and 12-12-12. 12 is that mastery number, and that's all confirming that this is a union within yourself. Unified fields brings in unified relationships in all departments, because I see it turning over to all different departments.
Oh, great. Okay. Thank you so much. You are so right on.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks very much, Omla, for calling in from all the way over in Canton, Connecticut. Carrie, would you want to take one more call? We only have like 2 minutes left.
Sure, we could start with
we could start
Benny.
With one. Okay, sure, sounds good. Let's actually stay over here on the west side, Port Orchard, Washington. We have Lynn standing by. She had she wanted some insights on her career at the moment as well. So, Lynn.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great.
How can I help you, Lynn?
I'd like to know if I should make a change in direction. I have a small business.
Honey, you're going in and out.
Okay, I have a small business.
Yep.
And I wanted to know if I should keep putting energy into it, or do I need to put my attention elsewhere?
Okay. All right. I'm seeing in 6 and 7, the month 6 and 7, so that's June and July of this year, that your head already turned and left to the left side. So that means to me the past, and also that's a feminine energy. And so I would review what was going on in June and July of this year. What was going on in those months with your business?
Things were doing well at that time in June, July.
Okay. So when your head is showing me that you're going, so right now you're showing me your head turning to that June and July, right? And so that's the past where we want to. So especially when things were going well, right? So think of, you want to take the energy of that, right? Because when we're looking at the left side or the right side of our body, we're not being in the now side, right? And so, but also I'm seeing underneath your root chakra, I'm seeing you already unplugging from the business. And so that means to me that even if things were well, it's a sense of moving on, the sense of I completed this, then it's time for me to put my energy in somewhere else. I'm seeing my ex-brother-in-law, and he loved to create, but that part of creation was as soon as he created something, he wanted to go out and create something else. He always had to be in the creation movement. We're going to take a break. We'll come back to answer Lynn's question. You're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show.
The 3rd Annual Alive Expo is back in Seattle Saturday and Sunday, November 8th and 9th. It's at the Lynnwood Convention Center. Enjoy health lectures, fitness demos, sample natural and organic products, get a free massage, and receive tons of free product samples. Admission is just $10 and parking is free. Go green at Alive Expo November 8th and 9th at the Lynnwood Convention Center. Half-price admission coupons available at thedrpatshow.com or visit aliveexpo.com. This is one event you won't want to miss.
Have you seen the movie The Secret and heard what they say about the law of attraction?
Seen it. At my church, the Center for Spiritual Living, we teach it. It's no secret to us. Hey, join me Sunday. You can hear Reverend Dr. Kathy Ann Lewis. She really has helped me create a life I never thought was possible.
I think I will. I've noticed big changes in your life since you've been going there. It sounds like a place for me. Where are they?
The Center for Spiritual Living is just east of University Village on Sandpoint Way. 3 Sunday services. Go online at spiritualliving.org. The Center for Spiritual Living, honoring all paths to God.
Does how you think affect how you feel or what you have? Do you want to achieve outstanding business and career goals, have a better relationship, or improve your health and fitness? End the excuses and get immediate results with the help of HUNA, Ancient Wisdom, Modern Application. What if you could attract money and abundance to you like a magnet? Donate excess weight and maintain your ideal state of health, or create the kind of relationship you've always wanted. With HUNA, you'll discover how to eliminate disempowering beliefs by using self-empowerment tools. Join Matt James December 13th and 14th in Seattle at the HUNA Prosperity Weekend. Call 800-800-MIND or visit HUNA.com to register. This incredible workshop is only $95 for a limited time. Call 800-800-MIND or visit HUNA.com. The Empowerment Partnership. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
The year 2012 and the great shift of the ages. The biggest story ever and the clock's ticking. Tired of all the doomsday predictions? Jack Alice has written a blockbuster novel, Infinity's Flower, showing us a vision of the new world and the vital role we play in creating it. Find out how at www.infinitiesflower.com. That's infinitiesflower.com.
Discover what the meaning behind sacred spiritual space is and how it can be a healing part of your garden or home environment. Mary Fonts, registered nurse and landscape specialist, teaches about using nature, artifacts, healing energy, and angel readings to create sacred space. A spiritual garden offers methodologies that bring peace and healing to your special place. Call 508-339-5444 and visit aspiritualgarden.com. That's aspiritualgarden.com.
Some people know a good thing when they hear it. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I am Carrie O'Connor, and our number here is 1-800-930-2819, and I'll be with you for another half hour. And Benny, why don't we go back to those phone lines?
Sounds good, and you completed the conversation with Lynn at the break, so Lynn, we
hope
that information works out well with you. We're now going to go back out to Connecticut. Boy, I'm having some tongue twisters today. Christina from Greenwich, Connecticut, she's been single for a little bit. She wants to know if there's any relationship on the horizon for her. So, Christina, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you? We're doing very well. Thank you very much. Hi. So, Christina,
what's up?
I'm trying to tell my daughter to get my dog. She just came in from school. So you've been single for a while, and now you're feeling relationship?
Yeah, I've been single for about 4 years, and but I definitely in that time have gone through some pretty intense transformation, and especially actually in the last few weeks I've been releasing a lot of emotion just through experiencing people in my life's relationships.
Yep.
And basically they're living the pattern that I was.
Yep.
And so I don't know if it's all just kind of coming up and clearing, but it's like I definitely don't want that kind of experience again. But I'm also feeling at a crossroads in my life anyway with everything, so I'm just trying to surrender it. But at the same time, I also want to kind of be an active participant in where I'm heading as well.
Right. You know, Christine, it's really interesting because whenever I see spirit taking a number and then cutting it in half, like I've seen spirit and people's family members have done this, like when somebody said they've been trying to get pregnant for 5 years and all of a sudden their guides and angels say, nope, it's really a year and a half. And then when I talk to the client, they say, yes, well, my husband was away, this and that. And so it's like part of their cellular body needed to hear it wasn't 5 years, that it was more like a year and a half. And so I'm sharing that with you because I'm seeing that out of the 4 years that you might not have been in partnership, that there's, I'm seeing they want to cut that in half in 2 years. And so for 2 years without partnership. And so when I see that, that means to me that, like, think of that. It's so important for us, just like I was talking at the beginning of the show, as far as for us to enter into the relationships that you know are out there cellularly. You come in as far as a very old soul, and the you complete me partnership are out there, and the you complete me and you complement me, right? And so what we're doing away, what we're getting rid of is eons and eons of being taught, you know, even generations generational patterns of you complete me, where that Tom Cruise movie is, oh, you complete me, and we all are like, oh, and that's what we don't want. Beep, beep, beep. That's what we're stepping away from, because that means that we are saying that we are incomplete, and our birthright is that we are whole, and there's no such thing as us being incomplete. So then if we have even subconsciously that we are incomplete, then we get incomplete people. So this is where I'm seeing you are absolutely at a crossroads, and this is where even think of the last 2 days, 2 weeks, what you're saying. I like the numbers 222 because that's all about manifestation. That's about really tuning in. And also, is I really have noticed a theme, and the council just showed me, and I've been saying this the last 2 weeks, or last week in particular, of us really taking the next, let's say we're into the end of October here, into November and December, and really defining, really going down to our heart chakra, really stepping in and seeing, feeling, sensing, and imagining our heart chakra as whole and holy as in who we really are, what our birthright really is. And that's like what I call symbolically going up to the fifth elevator, and also going from a 100-watt relationship to a 100,000-watt relationship. And Christine, that's what you want. That's not only what you want, that's what you deserve. That's your birthright. And so there's a part where think of the people that are around you are showing you glimpses, like of mirrors of stuff that you don't want for you to say no, thank you, no, thank you, no, thank you. I also see you as you're going up to from elevator 3 to elevator 4 and up to elevator 5. Think of elevator 5 represents that we can soar above, see the big picture as we see duality at its best and not get pulled down into the duality separation. And so as we do this and and create our independence within ourselves with us, a lot of times those people that are around us might not be the happiest for us. That they, a lot of times, think of when there's change and there's cellular change, you're also mirroring to them completeness, where a lot of people are saying, no, no, I don't, I can't do that. I don't want that completeness. So I'm seeing you not only in the relationship department, but also in the every single department of your life saying that, heck or high water, I'm going up to that fifth elevator. I'm pushing that button. I know, not know as in, oh, I hope, I hope, I hope. We're being asked to know with every single subatomic molecule of our body, of our physical, mental, spiritual body, mental, emotional bodies, to know that we are complete, to know that there's partnership and abundance of as far as money, job, career, friends, all of that. And that comes in with the fifth dimensional energy. It's so much easier to feel and see and attract that like attracts like. So, Christina, think of this as a time where you're going up there. That's what you're doing. You're steadying your, think of looking at your true colors, that Cyndi Lauper song, liking your colors as far as your own energy signature, really hearing it, getting in, tuning into your perfect pitch. And as you do that, you radiate that out, and then other people are attracted to that perfect pitch. So what? So think of as the do, re, mi. You're radiating out your perfect pitch of do, and what you're going to attract back into you is other people that are holding their perfect pitch, meaning that they've done their work on their heart energy, that they're in that fifth elevator. And so that means no drama and trauma and all that separation thing, because you've worked long to get away from that. And so that's kudos.
Funny,
because
I'm a singer, so it's that do re mi is very appropriate.
Okay, perfect. And so kudos for you, because there's also a time where I see a maternal grandmother coming into you, handing you and I see you like Helen from Troy, as far as the beautiful face where guys went forever for, but forget any like negative content, like this is a beautiful thing. So this is where, think of, it's not only your face, but it's your heart signature. You know, in the beginning of Boats, where the woman's face is there, but the arms are out and the chest is out there. And so think of that your heart signature is going out first. That's radiating again through the unified field. And you're going to mirror that back. So, again, you're getting into your perfect pitch. And do you literally have perfect pitch?
I do.
Good, perfect. So, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So, right now, your grandma's putting earmuffs in you. And so anybody that's not perfect pitch, it could sound, when we're going through this process, it could sound feel kind of like a nails on a chalkboard, because it's like your skin is so, you're becoming alive. You're pouring into your physical body more. This is such a rebirthing time, a time for a celebration, Christine, to be honest. And so this is where you're going up to that fifth elevator. And again, it's like a hell high water sense. Like, I'm doing this because this is my rebirthing process. And also understanding that as you're going up there, you're telling all those people around your inner circle to meet me up there. But you can bring the horse to water. You can't make them push. Nobody can push the elevator button door from them. This is to guarantee for you to have other perfect pitch people around you. And a lot of times we're sitting there and we modulate our energy because it makes other people uncomfortable, and this is not the time to modulate our energy for anybody or anything, because that's what's bridging us into this new world. So think of that. This is a huge growth period time for you, and especially when it comes into the relationship time and Isis sees, even in the middle of November with you. November and November 20th is a very significant for you. It's before Thanksgiving. So think of all the work that you've been doing with yourself. As you get the benefits from it, okay? Especially from
thanks
it
a lot.
Right now. Excuse me?
I really appreciate that.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you holding your heart print signature, because when you do that, Christina, it's going out to the unified field. That's where the place where we're all connected. And by you holding that, it's reminding everybody else to go up there. And so I call it the Johnny Applefield teaching. So you're teaching people by word, deed, or action. And so sometimes words get in the way, but by holding that, my whole top of my head is just like buzzing right now, in like even the midline of my brain. I just have surges of like goosebumps going through me. And this is your energy just going to, think of they're combing through your DNA, getting out any kind of residual snarls. You're in a huge expansion period, and going up to the midline of your brain, there's a in the physical brain, we have the left and right side. Think of symbolically, we're weaving that. When we weave that, it has easier time synapses to go through the right and left side, so that gets us out of duality. And so you're and that's what that fifth elevator is all about. And so as you're holding that posture in that perfect pitch, that radiates out to the whole, including those people in Siberia, in Alaska, in Australia, that are part of your soul cluster. You help them. That's what we're understanding as far as how we're so interconnected. And so this is also where you get the benefits of it. And so that's what you're stepping into. So I say thank you to you for holding that, because you're helping a lot of other people too. Okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Christina, for calling in. And that leaves another line open. We'll probably be able to sneak one more caller in after we do have a few others on hold, though. It's 1-800-930-2819. And, of course, you're listening to Carrie O'Connor Show, which is a guest host for the Dr. Pat Show. So, Carrie, let's give out some of your information if we can get a hold of you after the show.
Absolutely. You can contact me at union1111@yahoo.com. And remember, I get free energy exercises, and I have a new set one and set two. Also, for any kind of, we have new happenings. So the best thing to do is get on our website email list, and that's union1111@yahoo.com. But also you can sign up for the newsletter at carrieoconnor.com. That's www.carrieoconnor.com. And also there is a link to my site from the Dr. Pat show. And to get onto the website keeps you in the knowing with all the happenings that are happening. So we're going to the last break of the hour. You're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Feel stuck with anxiety or depression? Imagine having the momentum and the tools to create emotional freedom. Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough and Empowerment Program helps you to release deeply rooted emotions from your subconscious and cellular memory, thus allowing you to access your true potential. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND or visit cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Are you thinking that the job market is drying up? Super Supplements, the region's top vitamin and natural products retailer, is extending its reach and is looking for someone to lead the way. Join a team of passionate people committed to health and well-being. Super Supplements is looking for the right fit to develop and run their buying and merchandising department. Know someone for the job? Send them to supersubcareers.com. Must have senior level experience within grocery or supplements and advanced forecasting systems experience. Visit supersubcareers.com.
See vibrational healer and psychic Sonia Choquette live in Seattle. Sonia shows you how to claim and follow your intuition. Plus, she'll answer questions and give powerful audience readings. How to accept your intuitive gifts is an all-new lecture. See Sonia Choquette at the Washington State Convention and Trade Center in Seattle on Saturday, October 18th from 10 to 5 p.m. Seats are limited, so call now at 1-800-654-5126 or visit HayHouseEvents.com.
Amalaki is the keystone of Shree's nutritional drink because it's fruit for cellular rejuvenation. Amalaki's common name is Great Rejuvenator, and for over five centuries, this fruit has been utilized for enhancing immune function and increasing vitality. Scientists have documented Amalaki's healing properties as a powerful antioxidant promoting healthy blood sugar and cholesterol, possessing anti-inflammatory effects, and supporting a strong cardiovascular system. Ayurvedic practitioners believe that this fruit can simultaneously detoxify and rejuvenate the body on a cellular level. For information about Shree's nutritional supplement, contact nutritionist Renee Marie at 877-553-9744. Visit reneemarie.myshree.com. That's reneemarie.myzrii.com.
Following the herd is fine until they lead you off a cliff. Think for yourself. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show. And Benny, why don't we go right to this phone line?
Certainly we'll do that. We have one very, very patient caller. Her name's Anne. She's calling in from Columbus, Ohio. She had a question about her husband's job. It looks like he's had a couple recent interviews, and just she wanted to know a little bit of insight on that. So, Anne, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you, Anne?
Good, thanks. Carrie, I've had a reading with you before, and you're so fabulous and right on. You've even spoken to me about my husband's father, stepfather, and his brother had passed on. You're so incredible. I'm telling everybody I know to call you.
Well, thank you very much.
You are. You're very, very gifted. I want everyone to know that. You are just exactly right on with everything.
Thank you.
I had a couple friends call you over the weekend, and they were both called me in amazement. So you truly are gifted. Yes,
thank
absolutely.
You.
So I'm going to be sending my list on to everyone else, too, so they know how truly gifted you are.
Oh, thank you very much.
So, yes, my husband's had a couple interviews, and he's kind of waiting. I think you said he would get the opportunity, and we're just kind of waiting now. Like, when do you think this whole thing is going to happen for him?
Okay. I'm seeing over the next two to three weeks. It's 3 weeks tough, and so it's like I'm seeing the dad show me. It's like having him, like, walk it. Two and a half is what I'm going for. Three is everything is all tied up in a package. So it's like him trying to walk the tightrope, right? And so it's like trying to hold the tension, walk the tightrope, but understand that the guys are all underneath there with a safety net with them. So they have that trampoline, the safety net, as he does that tight walk of time. Because sometimes, like, things could come out where I see out of left fields, like where out of his control, like somebody else comes in and says that they want to review things. And so it's nothing that's going to upset his thing, but it's like it could seem like a delay. But when I'm looking at 3 weeks out of where I see, I like when I see presents. I like when I see everything all in a tie, all in a bow. So that means all complete. And so it's being able to, again, hold that tension as you're, and have it be creative tension, more for your husband than you. It's like reminding him, because when I see his head, I see like a, think of him with the big lotus flower on top of his head. So it's like you drop in season and for him to remember to stay stretched, to not have that,
not to feel like he's walking on a tightrope and condensing his energy, that that he is like doing the core energy exercises that you do with those bands that are so important. When we people are reminded people how important it is to do core, to strengthen our back, our lower back. So again, I'm seeing everything wrapped up within two and a half weeks. Three is where I see a present there, and I'm seeing him unwrapping that present. And so the present's all tied up, and he's got a big smile on his face. So that means success over to him. And also I see an overdue stamp. So I see it's long overdue. So he paid his due, long overdue, all of that kind of stuff. And that's not anything about suffering. And that means like really pulling himself out of his bootstraps, really putting his intention and really, you know, working for this. So it's not like a suffering thing, but he really is. It's his time. It's you guys' time. It's when I hear the Jefferson song of moving on up, it's time for you guys to move on up to that, a new, whole new space, a whole new direction in life, in all directions, not only job, but every single direction in your life. And so that's a very good thing. It's like, think of the higher, what I call the elevators, the more we feel that lightness, we feel that connection, we remember why we're really here. And so this is part of that birthing process. And so I see that you are the one that helps remind him of that, okay? So within two, three weeks is not a long time at all.
No, it isn't. So he should be hearing something soon?
Excuse me?
You think he'll be hearing about it?
When I'm seeing a present in 3 weeks, that means that it's all delivered. So think of going to a fine department store, how they wrap everything up and it's all bows and stuff like that. So that's in 3 weeks. And so definitely hearing stuff before that. So when they're handing him the package, it's all finely delicately, finely packaged. And so, definitely hearing before 3 weeks. Absolutely. So he's received the package in 2.5-3 weeks. And so he definitely hears before then. So that's, again, it's the this and that dance is what I call it. It's the master and process and practice as we're being the master. And the this and that means it's this and that. So it's like holding the tension, holding that creative tension. So it's like walking that tight walk, but knowing we have that safety net underneath us. So the more he could stay present, the more he could stay into putting energy into the new beginnings. What are we going to do? And to do it in a very present way. The more that time goes by very fast, the more that you feel really empowered, and you don't feel like you're walking on a tightrope, and then it's an elastic band that feels tight and tired, and then it feels like you're ready to snap. You know what I mean? So the more that he holds that that stays in that inner core, the more he's going to feel the excitement of new beginnings, and that's huge. That's wonderful. Okay,
that is great. Now I have some jewelry I was thinking of selling. Should I do that?
Excuse me.
I have jewelry I was thinking of selling. Do you think I should do that?
How come your grandma makes feel like one half of it? Is half of it you want to sell, and half of it you're, or like there's a piece you want to hold on to?
No, it's probably because I'm going to get a half of what it's worth.
Okay, all right, because I saw half. Okay, so, they're telling me to hold off to January unless you really feel strong right now. Something about holding off to January because it's half worth of the half worth that January, there'll be a time, a turning around time. If you must, you must. There's no right or wrongs with it, but if you could hold off to January, absolutely would. You'll have more receptive people then.
Okay. Great.
But if you feel like you have to undo it, there's no right or wrong. They're just recommending, hey, heads up, after January, you'll get more than that. If you're going to get half, right now you'd get half. If you could hold off to January, you'll get more than half of what it's worth.
Okay, great.
All right.
Cool. Thanks, Ann, for calling in. She was calling in from Columbus, Ohio. I think we have time for one more. Carrie, we're going to go off to Claire. She's calling in from, I'm having some issues today, Fredericksburg, Virginia. Whew, got it out. All right. She actually noticed while driving around an infinity symbol in the back of someone's window, another car driving next to her. She wants to know what a little insight you might have on that. So, Claire, welcome to the show.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Claire. How are you?
How are you doing? I thought this was curious. I spoke to you last Monday on your morning show, and I was telling you how I saw the double helix, you know, license tag and the two joined dragonflies. Well, after I spoke with you, I went to do some errands, and I looked over at this car next to me, and I'd never seen this before, and it had a decal in the side rear window, and it had that sideways, funny-looking 8.
Yep, infinity 8.
with infinity written beside it. And I kept looking at it and looking at it, and it didn't, I knew it probably meant something, but it wasn't until I was listening to you on World Puja then on Wednesday, and you mentioned infinity eights a lot.
Yeah.
But that's just movement, right? But I thought, is infinity, would that be the merging of heaven and earth?
Yeah, the infinity is many things. And so your son in particular gave you, is giving you the sign of infinity, as he is the part of the dragonfly and all that, because your son is absolutely, he's always part of the gang, and you might have a grandfather step in or you might have a grandmother step in, but believe me, your son is part of the whole, he's a given, Claire. He really wants to know that he's like, he shows me King Tut and then he shows me all gold. And so he is the king of the hill, top of the hill. He's always the part of all the messengers, even though somebody might take the mic first for that like short reading time, but he really wants you to know that he's part of that. Going back to the infinity eight, especially when I say that, as far as like readings, like in World Puja, infinity is all about balancing the heavens and the earth. And it's also, I see sideways eights, infinity eights connecting us in our energy field. So it's like tubes that connect us. And so I follow the tube, and when it's twisted, then it that means to me that there's not flow. So think of infinity as all about flow. It's all about balance. And infinity eight is all about having balance in our right and left field. It's all about, if you were to draw a stick figure over the infinity eight and put yourself smack in the middle, it would be a person with angel wings. It goes on and on and on and on. The biggest thing is your son wants you to know is that he got his angel wings, and he did instantly when he went over there. But it's all about, he loves, it's part of the whole, when we hold an infinity eight on our energy field, so think of our chakras are connected, and there's like many bundles of sideways eights. And so just to make it simple, think of 12 infinity eights off of each chakra, front and back. So that's over 24, right? And so that holds us in our energy field, an empowered energy field. So when a side is collapsed and it's getting cramped up, the energy is not flowing. So think of that's your son's message for further growth, for further expansion, for further balance, for having heaven on earth, for creating heaven on earth, and especially since how you handled his death. And also, what's the October anniversary? What does he make me want to feel like? Anniversary, October, or something?
My father's birthday.
Okay, there we go. So he's acknowledging that, and so... we have to go, Claire, but I want to, your son is saying, I love you, and that what a wonderful way to end the show, and that with balance, and may you align with the divine.